We are here at the 2019 CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference.
Correct.
It is a long title for a very good conference. Well deserved. So, and we are here with CU Direct's Vice President of Innovation, Brian Hamilton. That has got to be one of the coolest titles ever.
It's a fun title.
VP of Innovation, are you kidding me?
Yes.
It's like, what do I get to create?
Yeah. Well, and we've moved that, expanded that to innovation and insights because we realize is the research that goes behind figuring out what's innovative is important.
Oh, yeah.
And then can we package that research and share insights back to the credit union industry and provide value in a way beyond just products?
Indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the topic at hand here.
Yep.
What's coming in auto from digital retail to subscriptions, car sharing, ride sharing, and autonomous vehicles?
Right.
All about cars.
Yeah, all about cars. So we've been looking at this on what we call the three horizons of innovation, right?
Okay.
And the horizons of innovation are defined by a few things, but one of those is time, right? So horizon one is anything that is imminently going to disrupt us or is imminently going to happen. So that's in 0 to say 18 months.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
And then
hey, good afternoon.
Presentation session.
Hang on a second.
Live TV.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, back to our conversation.
Back to live conversation.
Where were we?
All right. So three horizons of innovation, right?
Yes.
0 to 18 months, a couple to, you know, a few years out, and then more than 5 years out.
Okay.
And so we focus our energies, our research and exploration on those, and we give most of our time to that horizon one, say 60%, 20 to 30% on horizon two, and 10% on horizon three.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes this is where businesses and industries make a mistake because they think Horizon 3 is so far out there, they don't dedicate any time to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important that we acknowledge that at best.
Yeah.
But we don't have to panic over it yet. So we broke down our research and what we've been delivering on auto lending is kind of those three horizons. So the first one is really the digital retail landscape is changing, right? And if you think of how Tesla has been disrupting the market,
mm-hmm.
By just going straight to consumer without going through dealerships, right? That's a disruption.
Oh yeah.
If you think of some of the new platforms that are coming out, whether that's Carvana or TrueCar,
mm-hmm.
Over the last decade, car gurus, right, we've been seeing all these things come to surface, and the underpinning concept there is to get to the consumer earlier in the process chain shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the number, but consumers go to something like no less than 8 websites or whatever when they're shopping for a car. But it's clear that they start online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what CU Direct is working on and what we're encouraging credit unions to work on is how do we insert ourselves earlier in that value chain and get the financing secured and procured earlier on? And how do we help expose our credit unions earlier on in that process?
How do you do that? How do you get early in the process? Because I just went through a car buying process.
Right.
I mean, I didn't have to do any financing or anything like that. I saved my money and bought it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody does that.
Well, I did the old-fashioned way. I saved up for many, many years and bought myself a car. But I had Car Gurus. I had TrueCar. I had all those sites coming after me and go, hey, we'll not only help you buy a car, we'll sell your car for you.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So, time's up.
It's time to come meet with you.
Love these things. That's my alarm to wake up.
I snoozed it instead of turning it off. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Live TV again.
Yeah.
All right.
We're awake now.
So
how do you get in there early?
Right. So what we're doing is it's difficult for any single credit union to do this, right? Even with a national charter, that's a big spend for possibly a low rate of return. So CU Direct is working on a platform right now whereby we will be able to understand a credit union's buying habits and their pricing strategy and their membership eligibility, right? Then we can go to these nascent sources like a TrueCar, right, on a national level and have a single funnel that we can identify which credit union you're eligible for,
right.
What your rates would be, what your offer would be, right? And then offer that up to you while you're shopping.
Okay.
And then just show you the cars that you're approved for, right? So we are building those solutions, architecting those right now today. And we would tell the credit unions that if you're not using us, that's fine, but that's not fine, actually. But you should be looking at that too, right? How are you gonna get yourself earlier on in the process?
Yeah,
and it's hard to do by yourself.
No doubt.
That's a big investment.
No doubt.
So that's kind of the digital transformation part. And then digital transformation, that's a big buzzword now, but it goes so much further, right? It goes to things that you and I have talked about before. How do you automate your processing? How do you automate your funding? How do you digitize the back office?
Mm-hmm.
Because that consumer experience now, they're expecting Amazon, right? They're expecting one click,
yeah.
right? They're
yeah.
not expecting a long, drawn-out process.
Yeah.
So how can we automatically know what your income is without you having to give us information, right? That's
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
How can we validate KYC with you without you having to go through a bunch of hoops?
Mm-hmm.
How can I just get you from, I'm interested in this car to, or getting a car, to here's the cars you would qualify for, and we only need a couple pieces of information and a few clicks, and your financing's done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're chasing down.
Okay.
And that's not 5-year stuff. That's, you
that's
know, next year
stuff,
stuff
yeah.
right? And that's an expectation from consumers.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
So then you get to the little bit further out and kind of the cool stuff. So if you ask credit unions if they do Uber loans, they will say no. You all do Uber loans, you just don't know it.
Oh.
So
please enlighten me.
Because the drivers aren't telling you, right?
Oh, okay.
And so we're exploring and trying to figure out, like, how do we surface this so everybody can, you know, work with transparency? Because there is more risk when you have a car that's driven. And what happens is if that car gets into an accident and the insurance company realizes you were driving for Uber and it's a violation of your policy, they don't pay off the balance.
Oh, wow.
Now the lenders are at risk.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not trying to freak anybody out, but this is a risk we should consider.
Yeah.
Right? So could we, and I'm CU Direct is not building this part today, but it's the type of stuff we think about,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's the type of stuff we collaborate with the industry on. Could you have a variable car payment, right? That says, here's your base car payment when you drive your car normally. If you want to go make more money, that's great. But the depreciation value of your car and the risk for the credit union goes up,
mm-hmm.
so you pay a little more the next mm-hmm. month. You made more money, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give us $100 more and everything is good to
right.
cover the risk.
Right.
So thinking really divergently and really creatively about things that are happening in the world for real, but how do we have creative solutions to solve those?
Mm-hmm.
And then subscription models, you know, those are still unproven. The biggest one, which is primarily on the West Coast, is called Fair.com. They had a Super Bowl ad. Right? They're all over.
And I don't remember them.
Yeah, right?
That's $2 million worth, well
yeah,
worth spent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they roll several hundred cars a week. And it's on a subscription service where basically you pay a down payment, you pay a monthly payment. When you
right.
don't want the car, you turn it back in.
Okay.
It's not really a lease. It's more like a long-term rental. That's your rental, and when you're done with it, you turn it back in. So there's a lot of buzz in the industry around, and that's not the only company that's doing this.
I'm sure there's going to be a bunch more,
right?
Yeah.
And the OEMs are doing this. The manufacturers are doing this. But no one's sure if it's profitable or sustainable yet, right? Because, if you use it for 3 months and you max out the mileage and you return it, like, what happens to the depreciation
yeah,
value?
Yeah.
So we are not in an ignoring state, for sure. We're actively watching this every single week
mm-hmm.
To try to understand the impact for credit unions
mm-hmm.
and the opportunities for credit unions. There may be an opportunity. Members Development Corps is chasing that down and considering that.
Mm-hmm.
How is there an opportunity for credit unions to play in that space somehow?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that's Horizon 2, right? That'll impact us in the next couple of few
okay.
years, right?
Yeah.
The sharing economy.
Right.
So car sharing, ride sharing, and subscriptions,
mm-hmm.
right? And then the fun, sexy topic, right, which is still well more than 5 years out, is autonomous vehicles. And part of what got everybody all anxious about it is that with autonomous vehicles, personal auto loan ownership will decrease probably between 35 and 50%.
Wow, that's
so
a significant
like,
number.
It is, yeah. But it's not that cars go away. It's just that 3-car families become 2-car families. If you live in
yeah.
a dense urban area,
yeah.
you might not need a car,
right?
And we actually call this ACEs because it's not just the autonomous part. It's autonomous. They've got to be connected through IoT. They will be electric because it will be more affordable and they
mm-hmm.
can go more miles.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be shared,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You will subscribe to this autonomous vehicle for some transportation, and you'll have your own vehicle that
for other stuff.
Yeah, that drops you off at work and then just picks your kids up and goes and gets your groceries and comes back to your work, right?
I like that.
That's pretty cool. Then you'd
yeah.
only do one car, right?
Right.
They will be super expensive, so a lot of times they will be shared as well, like three or so. That's one thing we're looking at, right?
Okay.
Like my wife, I always joke that my wife won't get into a zip car. She doesn't know who's been in it, but she would share, you know, a $300,000 self-driving Tesla with five of her
Ooh,
best friends.
Okay.
Right?
Well, because she knows who's been in it.
Because she knows who's been in it. So can we do a loan right? A shared ownership loan with five different owners on a really nice, expensive self-driving car, and then equitably, that's doable. Right?
Completely.
So that's the type of thing you think about.
And it sounds like there's going to be a lot of used cars on the road. If you're having the subscription model and all these shared rental type thing or shared lease type thing, there's going to be a lot of used cars
there
on the road as well.
There is a big misconception out there that people think, like, with self-driving cars coming out, there'll be fewer cars on the road. Let me be clear. I didn't say that. I said there'll be less personal ownership.
Yeah.
There will be more cars on the road.
I think so, yeah.
Right? Because more people will be mobile. So think about this. With the self-driving car now, age doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
So younger people can go. Older people can go.
Right.
Folks with disabilities that are normally homebound are now free to travel, right? Mm-hmm. And sprawl will come again because now if you have to commute an hour or 2 hours, two things happen. First of all, where I live, 30 miles takes an hour, right? It won't, because there won't be accidents,
right?
There also won't be rubbernecking. I don't know if that's a term everybody uses, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the self-driving cars don't slow down to look at what just happened, right?
They just keep on going.
They just keep going. So there'll be less congestion, which means that if you do live close to where you're going, you'll be there faster.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also then make use of your personal space. And if you want to live 100 miles from work, that's a reasonable commute now.
Right.
And you're productive.
But yeah, you can do your work and all that type of stuff on the way to work.
So
vice versa, going
we're
home.
Even, you know, when we go into what we call our futurist sessions, where we kind of really think about, right, what are the opportunities now to, you know, remodel interiors of cars if they don't need a driver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what, from a marketing perspective, what offers are, what's that experience like on the inside of a car? And how do credit unions, right? Even though this is 10, 15 years out now, it's already time to start thinking about where those opportunities are for us.
Yeah. You're going to have quite the lounge in those cars now, you know?
You can Google it. It's a thing.
Imagine.
And there's lots of companies working on it. So, you know, we definitely have our hands full at SeaDirect, and I think that the credit union industry does. We're proud of the fact that we partner with Filene's i3 program.
Yeah.
We're proud of our sponsorship and partnership with Members Development Corps and all of these other kind of forward-thinking
your innovation
collectives.
Center too?
Our innovation center anybody's welcome to come visit it. Because we want to keep credit unions relevant, both now, the next 2 years, and the next decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good that you're thinking that far out, because you need to. Because actually, I think thinking that far out it's a lot closer than we think. And so to have some thought going toward that goal is a good thing. And that means action is going to be taken toward
that's
that
right.
goal.
I absolutely just live by a quote from Bill Gates, where he says that we always overestimate what's going to happen in the next 2 years, and we underestimate what's going to happen in the next 10.
Yeah.
So don't be caught flat-footed, right? Don't be caught with inaction.
That's a good lesson for this industry, for credit unions.
It is, and that's where I say people want to talk about self-driving cars, and you know they're kind of freaking out about it, and don't overestimate what's going to happen in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming in the next 2 years. Right?
Very sparsely, but
Tesla keeps saying next year, next year, next year, and Tesla's actually took a step back.
Oh, have they? Okay.
Now, electrification, by the way, don't underestimate the velocity by which it's growing. Electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Because Moore's Law completely applies here. Mm-hmm. The price of electrification is dropping rapidly. Range, which is always the barrier to entry, is increasing, and prices are dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Tesla's had essentially a monopoly on this. Within the next 12 months, they won't.
Okay.
BMW, Mercedes, Jaguar,
Porsche,
Volvo, Porsche,
they've
all set back and waited for Tesla.
Yeah.
Now they're going to come. But even as low as $20,000-$25,000, you can get an all-electric vehicle in the next 18 months.
Prius now comes in an all-wheel drive. Can you believe that?
Yep. So
an all-wheel drive Prius.
Yeah. We actually like a website called evrater.com, E-V-R-A-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you everything that's out now and everything that's coming, what the price point's going to be, what the range is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah. We use that all the time.
Oh my gosh, Brian! This again, you fulfilled your duties here.
Thank you.
Another great education. So really
appreciate
cool.
That.
This is stuff that credit unions really need to be looking out for as well, and not
Please.
Only you guys, but credit unions as well. So good stuff here. Good stuff. Anything else to wrap up, sir?
Nope.
All right. Well done, sir.
Thanks for the movement.
All right.